K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast, your host of this K-State Podcast. K-State Nation, it is game week, the first game week of the 2022 season. Obviously, we had games already been played already with the first set of games with soccer and, of course, volleyball of the weekend. But this is the first official game week for K-State football. All right, we'll be talking about it all week long here on this podcast. Of course, the Purple Podcast, for those of you new to the podcast, welcome on board, folks. Got my sun shades on, everything else like that. Except for, I got a gray purple shirt on. But anyways, you can tell the excitement's here. Finally, all summer long talking about it. It's finally here. K-State. So sit here, record this podcast on Monday, August 29th, the final Monday in August, last couple days before we hit September. It's going to be hot week, folks, this week, and everything else like that. I am going to talk quickly. Obviously, me and Alex have already predicted made our predictions on episode 116 of the Pro Project Podcast. Yeah, I believe that is correct. 116 of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly edition. Man, again, I've said this over and over, for those of you who've been following us since the summer or been following us for quite a while, these things are really coming in bunches now, so it's kind of easy to lose track of these things. But yes, if you have not listened to the latest edition of the Pro Project Podcast, which we did do predictions, go and check it out, along with we talked about soccer and volleyball on that, and that will continue on, obviously, because we cover all things K-State on this podcast, not just football and basketball, because obviously that's the big two-headed monster here in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas, but we try to cover all things K-State. I know Tom, it does get lost in all these other rest of these podcasts, so that's why this podcast is a little different. But yes, the main topic here, though, is football, and the depth chart for the offense came out today. I will save the defense for tomorrow. When this comes out, it will be Tuesday. Defense will be on Wednesday, so the official depth charts got updated today on both sides of the ball. But first, I'm going to talk about, real fast, the home schedule for K-State, right? Obviously, you open up with South Dakota. I've been saying that really for the last, for the entire summer, so we should all know that by now. K-State opens up with three consecutive home games, which includes the monster game in the middle, Missouri, next Saturday, which it will be on national televised game on ESPN2. I will be at this games this weekend and next weekend, of course. Why not? I mean, Missouri, man. Come on, man. But yeah, but first off, K-State's got to take care of focus on South Dakota, which the team is 7-5. And then, of course, after Missouri, you have Tulane, and then you get into your Big 12 schedule. Again, focusing on the home schedule of things, Texas Tech is your first Big 12 home game, not even until October 1st. And then you have to welcome in, your next home game will be a big one, no doubt, against Oklahoma State. That's at the end of October, and then you turn around and play Texas on holiday, November 5th. And, of course, you end it with KU there at the end of the month of November, pretty much spread out here. So again, you would hope to take care of business in the first three games of the home slate here, which is the first three games of your season here. A lot of high hopes. We've been talking about it. I'm sure all the rest of the K-State podcast been talking about it as well. A lot of high hopes for this team. And hey, again, it could go both ways. You could go this way, north, or it could go south really quick. We're about to find out, because we do all know the potential talent on this team. We broke it down left. we broke it down layers, especially on this podcast. So, and definitely, I'm ready to answer some of these questions that we've been talking about all summer long with this team. Adrian Martinez, obviously QB1 on that list there. RB2 has been answered. DJ Giddens is RB2, winning that battle there. We're going to be seeing a lot of him. And DJ Giddens apparently is a Junction City native as well, so highly touted. I'm excited to see all these guys play, especially at the main position, quarterback. Obviously, we're gonna see Deuce one out there. Cade Warner. The Warners were apparently on Celebrity Family Feud over the weekend as well. Didn't catch that because of the Braves game yesterday, which was pretty bad for the Braves, and heartbreaking to say the losses there. But missed out on the Warner appearance there on Celebrity Family Feud. So probably going to go check that out. And apparently Cade Warner got one of the answers wrong. He's got South Dakota on the brain. And I don't blame the guy, right? He's been focused on South Dakota. A lot of fan base here, including your host, included Alex Aiden, co-host of this podcast, me and the host. We've been talking about it, South Dakota. We got to get off to a good start. So I'm anxious to get to the stadium and cheer on K-State this weekend as well. So there's that. Obviously, I think everything really to me is not a surprise when looking at the offensive side of the ball. Everything is your 5 and 6 receivers. You got Xavier Lloyd behind Keenan Gardner at the other wide receiver positions. Then you have, obviously, you have Phillip Brooks. That's set. Cade Warner is the third wide receiver. No surprise there. RJ Garcia. A lot of chatter about him. And then my guy. Hashtag my guy. Jaden Jackson. I'm telling you, man. I've been riding the coattails. Hopefully I'll see him on the field at some point on Saturday as well. So I'm telling you guys, no other podcast I've been talking about Jaden Jackson. I know a couple of podcasts have mentioned him briefly, but not as much as we have on this podcast. That's what makes our podcast different than all the rest of the K-State podcasts out there. So I'm telling you, man, Jaden Jackson, Ole Miss, got to get him on the field somehow. So we'll see what happens there on Saturday against South Dakota there. Yeah, everything else, not too surprising here. The offensive line, Leviston, BB is going to be starting at inside left guard. You got Hayden Gilliam, the leader, starting at center. Big shoes to fill there. Taylor Poitier is going to start right guard. Christian Duffy. This is a veteran offensive line right here. A lot of experience. Sammy Wheeler, tight end one there as well. Yeah, I just rounded out the bout there. Christian Moore will be starting fullback in this game. And we'll see Jackson Eane at some point in this game. So a lot of experience to go around, and Adrian Martinez is going to be right in the middle of it here. Very anxious to see what he's going to do and what this offense is going to do. I'm going to talk a lot about momentum throughout the summer, and I'm anxious to see what the offense is going to do. And finally, we're going to get some answers questions answered, especially on the side of the ball. We're probably going to see good old Will Howard at some point as well in this ball game. As well as speaking of Adrian Martinez's old team, Nebraska, well, they lost yet again in a one-score game in Ireland against Northwestern. So the frustration continues for that team up north, Nebraska, for them. And the weekly as well coming up, we will talk more. Me and Alex will talk more about South Dakota and take a look around the Big 12. There are a couple of big games outside of K-State. We'll talk about that as well. So I'm looking forward to this, man. Football, Labor Day weekend around the corner. Yeah, can't get any better than this. I believe first week of NFL is next week, I believe. So not this week coming, but next week NFL will start as well. So football is going to be in full throat here in the next 2 weekends for sure here. I believe Penn State and Purdue are on Thursday night football. As the Big Ten concerns on Fox. That's going to be a good matchup right there. So, yes, definitely football fever, folks, is finally here. We can't wait to get out there to the stadium this Saturday. I believe it's supposed to be, in the 80s, high 80s, something like that. After a lot of people say it was going to be cooler. It's not cool yet, but hopefully as we officially approach the end of summer and in the fall, things will definitely cool off. But action is about to heat up at Bill Stanton Family Stadium this weekend. Finally, game week has arrived here, and a lot of the questions are going to be answered by K-State here, starting with South Dakota. I know it's a different type of opponent like we've seen in the past. It's no different, but we love to see K-State get off on the right foot in the 2022 football campaign. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are on Apple, Spotify, Google, Odyssey, and a few more podcasting platforms out there as well. If you're not subscribed to Triple P, you might want to do that right now. There's been a lot of good content over the summer. Please check out the episodes on the Purple Watcher Podcast feed. And we're pretty sure we got more coming your way, including postcast of the home opener against South Dakota next week. Of course, not to dismiss that, we got our preview of South Dakota coming up on the weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to do it for right now on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast, the PPPD edition of the show. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.